Del girato along the lake and the staircase. You have arrived or you're leaving from a place which could also be known as a nice turn. Belgirate. A quiet and relaxing village, its lakefront offers the opportunity to enjoy the lake view by walking for a couple of kilometers without having to tackle any hills. Towards Stresa, you will find the signs of the historic villas which embellish the coast and where some history was actually made. At Villa Cairoli, for example, the women of the town of Belgirate, led by Adelaide Bono Cairoli, prepare the uniforms for Garibaldi's Mille. From where you are now, you can get to the small port and the Circolo dei Sub, towards Stresa. This section is also particularly popular with surfers, and if you wish, you can also rent a board. The Tramontana, the morning wind, will give you good sensations with its decisive gusts. In front of you, you can see the parish church, which is worth a visit, and the residential area of Belgirate, crossed by the numerous narrow streets with steps that lead to the typical houses of the historic centre. Going further up, the old church, Ecclesia Santa Maria, an exceptional panoramic point. Next to the parish church, here on the lakefront, you can admire the so-called by inhabitants of Belgirate Scalone. Along the lake, you will find a curious statue of a frog. The people living in Belgirate are called frogs in the local dialect. On the last Sunday of August, the whole stairway becomes a bright and colourful carpet. The Proloco places, following a design that changes every year, as many as 2,000 candles. Beyond the mottled neck of the Albergo Milano is the Marina di Belgirate, headquarters of the Società della Regata 1858, where it is possible to rent a sailboat or book a trip on the lake. Continuing, you will find the beach, known by the locals as Spiaggetta, an ideal place according to the season for a swim in the lake. Across the street, you will find the quiet Parco Conelli. If you want to walk in peace, leaving the back of the park, you will find yourself almost at the end of the path that connects Lesa to Belgirate. It is the ancient Via Regina. Manzoni used to pass through here to join his friend and philosopher Rosmini in Stresa, travelled along the chestnut path, which today is well signposted, and a pleasant walk of a couple of hours to reach Stresa on foot. On your way back, you may choose to take the train or boat. If you haven't already done so, download the map now from the totem pole in front of you. You will find other stories and indications of Sentire Sentieri Manzoni in Lesa.